COVID-19 travel restrictions for fully vaccinated international visitors will lift starting November 8th. Currently, only U.S. citizens, residents, and foreigners with special visas are allowed to enter the country without being required to quarantine. Now, restrictions are being lifted for more than 30 countries, including China, India, Brazil, and most of Europe. These unprecedented travel restrictions kept millions of visitors out of the United States, prevented many loved ones and foreign workers from reuniting with families, and of course, hurt the U.S. tourism economy, both nationally and locally.
We had 57 nonstop destinations, including 5 international destinations prior to the pandemic. Today, we have about 38 nonstop flights, and only 3 of those are international. So it's been a big change for us over the last year and a half or so.
That was Stephanie Hocko, the Director of Media Relations at Raleigh-Durham International Airport. She said the travel industry has taken a drastic hit over the course of the pandemic. However, there is hope for a full recovery in the future. RDU saw higher than expected passenger traffic in September, with more than 800,000 passengers flying through the airport. Hocko said that number was 8% higher than the expected forecast, and even outpaced the national recovery rate by a couple of percentage points.
And we don't have a real specific answer for why that's happening, but we're certainly glad to see the higher number of passengers coming through our terminals. You know, it probably goes back to a couple of different factors. We have seen over the last couple of months that the Delta variant had impacted traffic, but it looks like that's been waning, and so our recovery is really ahead of pace.
Prior to the pandemic, RDU served more than 14 million passengers in 2019. However, in 2020, the airport faced an unparalleled loss, of which it is still recovering from. Amid initial pandemic restrictions, Hocko said the international airport cut its budget in half and put most of its projects on hold, including $160 million in construction.
Back in 2020, in the spring of 2020, our business dropped to about 3% of 2019 levels. So it really went off a cliff when the pandemic began. Right now, we're at about 78% of pre-pandemic levels. So we are recovering very steadily. And that's a great thing to see, of course, after the numbers we had last year.
Now, with many international travel restrictions being lifted, airports across the country are looking forward to increased foot traffic. And while RDU currently only has 3 international flights running, it's hoping to add more with its new Air Service Development Program. This program would provide financial incentives for airlines to launch new international service from RDU. The airport hopes to regain its 5 international flights by spring of 2022, with more hopefully on the way. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.